And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. It's good to be with you this Saturday morning. All right. Let me start over here. Hi, this is Dr. Morgan. Welcome to Health Essentials. It's good to be with you this Saturday. I got this information from Bill Sardi. It's very common that I get questions that I just cannot answer super duper quickly from phone messages. So what I'm going to do is I want to read some research to you, and I hope it fills in the blanks. Now, let me ask you a question to get started this morning. We have the sense of touch, right? You have the sense of smell. You have hearing. Let me see. What else do we have? Taste? Yeah. Last time I checked, most people are kind of into the sense of taste in that food is really enjoyable. So, what's another sense that we have? Let me think. What is it? Oh, that's right. It's eyesight. I do not want to lose eyesight. All right, let me read the title of this article to you. Every individual with macular degeneration should supplement their diet with omega-3 fish oil to avoid the advanced stage of their disease. Interesting. Well, I wonder if there's any information concerning this. Now, my heart and goal and dream and desire for you is that you just not get sick. If I had my way, I'd just as soon you become a little bit selfish about taking care of yourself. If that means you have to devote 10 minutes a day to thinking about how you're going to maintain your health, well, that might be time well spent. What if that allows you to write down, I need to take a 20-minute walk with the dog today, or I'm going to make a concerted effort to eat vegetables instead of, you know, Pop-Tarts. You have to decide what's important. Okay. Researchers are making a link between advanced stage macular degeneration, which is absolutely the number one cause of blindness in North America, and a hormone secreted from central body fat. This is going to get interesting. The ramifications of this discovery are profound, and they are likely to save your the sight of millions of senior adults. First, some background information. When light receptor or photoreceptors, these cells at the back of the eyes, when they are deprived of oxygen, that may be a key right there, when they're deprived of oxygen, new blood vessels, they tend to outcrop to counter this problem. But what they do is they invade the bloodless visual center of the eye, which is called the macula. Thus, we have the term macular degeneration. The outcropping of these new blood vessels is called neovascularization or angiogenesis. I like the word genesis. So if you hear the term angio and then genesis, that means the growth of new blood vessels. But guess what? You don't want new blood vessels growing because there's low oxygen in your eye in the part where there's not supposed to be blood vessels. Eye doctors call this wet macular degeneration, which is the fast-progressing neovascular form of the disease that can permanently destroy vision, leaving a subject legally blind. That means say goodbye to driving your car to go to the grocery store or to run an errand or to the post office to mail some cookies to your favorite grandson. Fortunately, if you go to the eye doctor, they've got some medicines they can inject, you know, by inserting a very, very long needle. I'm just joking. I don't know if it's a long needle or a medium-length needle or a short one, but that's the way they do it, folks. They inject a drug directly into the eyes by using a needle, which causes those new blood vessels to recede. But you know what? I keep going back to the key point. When oxygen levels are low in the eye, your body tries to counter this by growing new blood vessels, okay? But sadly, about 15% of the patients with neovascular form of macular degeneration, they don't really respond to the eye injections. And repeated treatments are required about once every month. We'll enter a new word for us today. The word this Saturday is going to be I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm just going to call it adiponectin. Okay, adiponectin. It has been known for some time now that fat cells, sometimes those are called adipocytes, they secrete a hormone called adiponectin, which is pronounced adiponectin. Adiponectin. Adiponectin, it inhibits insulin resistance and the buildup of atherosclerotic plaque in the arteries. So maybe this topic of macular degeneration is not important to you, but what if you've had a calcium scoring test and you have an artery that's sitting at 832 points? Not good. The newly reported discovery is that The newly reported discovery is that the omega-3 fish oil, EPA and DHA, it actually increases adiponectin levels secreted from fat cells in your midsection, and this suppresses abnormal blood vessel formation in the retina of laboratory animals. You know what I find myself asking? When's the last time your eye doctor has talked about that? Here's the experiment. Researchers subjected animal eyes to lasers. Didn't your mother tell you don't point a laser into your eye and stare at it, or don't stare at the sun? Anyway, researchers subjected animal eyes to lasers for the purpose of inducing neovascularization. That's all they're doing. They're trying to create macular degeneration in these animals. The formation of abnormal blood vessels at the back of the eyes was suppressed when they gave the animals fish oil. That's a key point. However, when adiponectin was removed, the inhibition of the abnormal blood vessels by fish oil was completely abolished. That comes from the journal called Investigative Ophthalmology, August 2017, so that's brand new, baby. Adiponectin blood levels are increased by what? How can we increase this very substance that helps protect our eyes from going blind? Oh, well, isn't this interesting? It's increased by exercise. Well, how about that? I wonder if these new blood vessels, they grow for one reason. You don't want them to grow in your eye. They grow because there's low levels of oxygen. What could change that? Oh, that's right, exercise. If you exercise, you increase adiponectin levels by 18%. Well, what if somebody engaged in a lower calorie diet? Have you ever seen people go to these buffets and it's not just one plate of food that they get? No, they're going to get their money's worth. It's four plates of food. A low-calorie diet, 48% increase in adiponectin. And that prevents blood vessels from growing in your eye, destroying your macula. They showed here that consumption of fiber could increase adiponectin levels by 115%. You know where fiber comes from? Comes from eating real food. Have you ever heard of okra, avocados, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, carrots, blueberries, cherries, peaches, plums, apples? They have fiber. It also goes on to say, and this is a part that's probably going to be the easiest for you to contend with, is just taking omega-3 fish oil. 60% increase in adiponectin. And that comes from Nutrition Reviews, October 2011. Now, I'm not telling you to do this or not to do this. It's just information, and you can decide how you want to do it, because this can be total supplementation. There is a molecule that's found in red wine called resveratrol. That's R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L, resveratrol. It has been shown to raise adiponectin levels. That's what you want. This comes from the journal Experimental and Therapeutic Medicine, May 2017, so that's another new finding. Blood levels of adiponectin may be newly reported to curb the progression of macular degeneration, but actually, this connection was reported 5 years ago. In 2012, it was reported that adiponectin inhibits the area of abnormal blood vessels by 99%. That's a big number, folks. If a drug was produced that could do this, and there was a 99% inhibition of new blood vessels in the macula causing macular degeneration, I'm telling you, it'd be the top-selling drug in the universe for people that are prone to that. An even earlier report was published also in 2009. It comes from Cell Biology International. I didn't read that, but I'm reading the reference. So ophthalmology has been sitting on its hands over this discovery for the last 8 years, unless your eye doctor is recommending things like fish oil or exercise or more fiber or trying to curb all the heavy-duty carbohydrates or a high-sugar diet. And I'm reading what Bill Sardi says here. Ophthalmology chose to ignore this compelling research and allow cases. I know this is going to sound negative, folks. My apologies to you, but what I want you to do is you just evaluate it for yourself and you decide what the truth is. Obviously, I'm telling you the version that I'm just reading it to you. Ophthalmology chose to ignore this compelling research and allow cases of macular degeneration to progress to an advanced stage when expensive monoclonal antibody drugs at $1,000 a pop could be used to temporarily quell the invasive blood vessels. The shots are temporary. If you do not correct the underlying root cause of the problem, well, what do you have? Well, you already know the answer to that. This may also explain why the National Eye Institute has inexplicably failed to recommend fish oil for macular degeneration, despite overwhelming scientific evidence. I can tell you why they do that. Money. I know, that's being kind of negative. I retract that last statement. I really don't know. And this is interesting right here. Adiponectin is not limited just to the conversation of trying to restore your vision or retaining your vision. In an animal study, resveratrol, which that's that polyphenol that comes from red wine, was given to laboratory mice, and it protected their heart from experiencing oxygen deprivation by increasing adiponectin levels. You mean if we can stimulate adiponectin, that can actually protect the heart too? Yeah, folks, even though I don't have the research, I can almost guarantee you, if it protects the eyes and it protects the heart, what do you think it does for the brain or the liver or your joints? Midsection body fat, which is accompanied by insulin resistance, is the key factor in the development of metabolic disease and subsequent deterioration of the circulatory system, as evidenced at the back of the eyes or the macula. Dietary changes like the intake of fish oil, the intake of fish. Sometimes I focus on the supplement, but that's only for simplicity. But there are some people, they are more than willing to go to the store and buy a high-quality fish needed. If you do, that's real. That's great. Do it. So dietary changes like increasing your intake of deep, cold water ocean fish. Man, that sounds good. Omega-3 fatty acids, which means not just eating fish, but you're actually consuming a supplement that has some fish oil. And the other one that may blow your mind, you might actually like this. They show that people that consume coffee along with resveratrol, they've been shown to increase adiponectin levels. And that comes from cardiovascular diabetology. It has to do with the study of diabetes, evidently. I butchered that word. 2014. It's obvious Big Pharma doesn't want fish oil and resveratrol. So in one fell swoop, cardiologists, diabetes experts, and ophthalmologists are all out of billions of health insurance dollars. Did I read that correctly? You know, there's a comment that I hear people say to me over and over and over and over again. They say, follow the money. And I know it's sometimes people don't do it on purpose, but when they bring in their bills and they show me what they were charged, or a man yesterday was telling me he went for a physical and he's charged even years later for procedures that he can't determine if they were done or not. It's just maddening. Anyway, my recommendations for you today is if you begin the process of being a little bit selfish towards your health, that's not the right word. I just mean prioritize. Anything that gets you up and moving, does that increase oxygen in your body? Yes. Did you know that oxygen is one of the greatest healing elements of all time? Oh, yes. You can't see the color photography of the back of the eye like I'm looking at these pictures on the internet right now. But I'm telling you, if you just knew that there was something that you could do to protect your eyes and your vision, that could be your ticket to driving your car to bless somebody and help them. Maybe there's a person that needs a hot meal, and your vision's good enough where you can do that. All right, we'll go to the phone lines here. If you want to, the number, phone number at the station here, 903-586-5257. Good morning. Haven't you been the most patient person of all time today?
I sure have, Dr. Morgan. I haven't hit the phone but about three or four times.
Only three or four? Well, you made it through. Thanks for your persistence.
Yes, sir. Had some blood work done because I hadn't had any done in a long time yesterday. And yeah. My cholesterol, the total is 212, and the HDL is 85. Of course, I know they're going to say that's high, but what do you think about it?
I think it's perfect.
That's what I thought. All right. I'm glad about that.
Well, there's one form of cholesterol that I find more physicians and nurses and physicians' assistants are checking. It's called VLDL. That's another form of cholesterol. It stands for very low density lipoprotein. And, of course, the key is, if it's 21 or above, that strongly suggests that plaque or hardening of the arteries is taking place at a faster rate than what your body can repair the arteries. So obviously I like VLDL to be below 21. I think if it was 10, I would like that a lot better than 21. I have seen...
I'm looking at VLDL and it's 11.
Oh, that's a good number. Good. Look at you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I told them I wanted everything to get on your blood work, and I think they did.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be really bold today and make a guarantee. I know you really can't make guarantees, but with blood work that looks as good as yours, you're going to live at least one more week.
I hope so. And anyway, my glucose was 88.
That's a good number.
Okay. But anyway, I'm on the same diet my wife is. I would say 95% of the time, you know, every now and then.
Well, were there any markers on your lab work that were out of the normal range that you haven't brought up yet?
There's only one. I was a little bit low on D, vitamin D, and we thought, well, that's good. We're in the sun all the time, so we're going to have a good level, but it was 2 points low, and so I'm going to start taking some D3.
Well, there are markers on those lab tests like BUN, B-U-N, and there's one that has not a capital letter, but just a low cap. It's called EGFR.
Okay, we got B-U-N on here.
What is the B-U-N?
It's 9.
Nine. Well, did that come in low? Well, that's on the lower, and the reason why I had you ask that, that's just an acronym for blood urea nitrogen. And so I almost always think if that's below 10, that might mean the kidney is just a little bit sluggish. Are you prone to blood pressure problems at all?
Not at all. Never have had blood pressure problems.
Well, the reason why I said that is because when you're out in the sun, you have the invisible or the ultraviolet radiation that comes off of the sun, and it, when it strikes your skin, it's going to convert cholesterol in your skin into a form of vitamin D. It's just not the active form that your body can use, and that is taken or transported through the blood all the way down to the kidneys. And in the kidneys, that's probably where easily 95% of all vitamin D is made. So anytime vitamin D levels come back a bit low, I just start thinking, is there anything that's stressing the kidneys? And one thing that I think I find over and over and over again is like low-grade infections, and that can be anywhere from chronic sinus problems to, you know, probably the number one is going to be from teeth.
Yes, sir. The BUN says 7 to 20 is the range, and it's 9.
Well, there are other lab tests where they calibrate that more like at 10 or 11 for the lower end. So let's just say you're at the lower end of normal, and all I'm suggesting is that may be one marker or one metric that may point toward a little bit of weakness in the kidneys. Now, the other thing I could ask easily, do you have any aches or pains or stiffness in your body when you wake up in the morning?
Oh, yes.
Well, and that always brings my heart and mind back toward the kidneys, so believe me, I'm not trying to create a kidney problem here. I'm just looking for any clues. And the kidney is one of the most unique, sophisticated filtration systems in the body, but it doesn't give off a lot of information at all. It just doesn't. I wish it did. I wish every time somebody drank a Coke, they had like a severe stabbing pain, like somebody's pushing an ice pick in their kidneys, and that'd be their clue to not drink that again. It's hard on the kidneys.
Well, you know, Dr. Morgan, I did mess up the day before, and I drank one of those new cane sugar with stevia colas. I sure did.
Boy, you have such a severe weakness, don't you?
And I got a urinalysis, too, yesterday, and it come out good.
Well, one thing that you might go back to the urinalysis and see. Personally, I don't want to see the pH of your urine at 5. That's just way, way, way too acidic.
6.5.
Okay, that's much better. Look at you, man. You've got all these good things. Well, can I ask you just a simple question?
Yes, sir.
If you were to choose any areas, because if you're in tune with your body, that's a good thing. Is there any areas of weakness that need improvement?
Well, the stiffness part, like in the morning sometimes.
Makes me think of the kidneys. Anytime that if you go to bed and you wake up a little bit stiffer, or you're stiff in the morning, that makes me think the kidneys are failing to remove certain types of debris from the bloodstream, and it builds up. So there's got to be something in the blood work, though. You mean all your blood work's just perfect? It's just spot on?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
But I'm going to start eating a lemon a day, and maybe that'll help my kidneys.
There you go. Good.
I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a good day, folks.
Yes, sir. Lord bless you.
Lord bless you. Bye-bye. All right. This program is Health Essentials. There is a phone line officially open. If you would like to call me at 903-586-5257, I will get you right in. You can ask whatever question or make a comment if you'd like. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, doctor. I called in after airtime last time regarding a severe case of acne, I guess, on my granddaughter. It leaves scars.
Oh,
and
bless her heart.
And her dad has the same. Across his back, it looks like he's been horsewhipped
with the
scars that are there.
Bless his heart.
I don't know what the name of it has a name for this particular kind of severe.
Well, is it called cystic acne?
I don't remember.
Well, anyway, but you can tell when you look at the skin, it's leaving a mark, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, really severe. And she's only 16, and she doesn't even want to wear a swimsuit or anything. She keeps covered all the time.
Well, do you mind if I ask you one or two questions? And I don't expect you to be perfect in answering these, but is there any chance that she's ever received antibiotics from a prescription?
Well, probably.
we know, even if we look at her father, he has his own weakness toward that, right?
He has, I guess.
Well, do you mind if I just try to oversimplify this for you?
Okay.
I realize I can't control people.
Yeah.
I don't even do good when I try. I can barely force my kids to eat cabbage and broccoli at the table sometimes. Sometimes they want to, but sometimes they don't want to. But anyway, if I had my way, this is what I'd tell your granddaughter to do. And you know what? You can just do it for a very short period of time, see if it works. But if it were me, I would start taking pure sugar, and I would add lemon juice to it. Pure lemon juice. And anywhere that she has one of these cystic scars, I would have her rub that over it and do a little scrub and then wash it off and cover it with what's called shea butter. And shea butter is spelled S-H-E-A. But that's not the most important part, because that doesn't truly change the root cause of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If I had my way, I would turn her world upside down by transforming the type of microbes and bacteria that live inside of her body.
Right.
You don't know this, but before I came on the air this morning, I guess you will know it after I tell you, but they raised mice in a laboratory to be genetically identical. So not one mouse was any different. I guess they're just clones.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because it's a mouse, maybe that doesn't matter. Aren't you glad they haven't cloned me? But anyway, what they did was they took two women from the same family. They didn't use men, they just used women because they were using female mice.
Mm.
No, you would be great if we cloned you. Great.
Oh, right.
There would be more of you. But in this experiment, they took samples of bacteria from the colon of a very, very obese sister, and they put that into a genetically cloned mouse. And then they took the skinny sister, and they gave her microbes to a genetically engineered mouse also. Guess what happened? The mouse that was impregnated with cultures of bacteria from the very morbidly obese woman, guess what they developed? Horrible obesity. And they said they gained about 10 grams of fat. Now, that may not sound like much, but a mouse doesn't weigh a whole lot.
Yeah.
Maybe the mouse, all it was able to do was to roll toward the water tray to get water or roll itself toward the, the feeding trough to load up on carbs. Anyway, back to your granddaughter. There's probably two things that I would do. Number one, I would probably try to clear out all the toxic bugs that she's inherited from her father. And I'm not blaming him. I'm not. For all I know, he's your son and you love him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is fabulous, isn't he?
Well, of course. He is, really, honestly.
Do you call him Mr. Wonderful?
Well.
No, you can go ahead and tell me. There's really not many people listening. What's your pet name for your son?
Sweetie.
Okay, I like that. You know what a woman told me the other day she calls her husband?
What?
She calls him Honey Biscuit.
It
probably wouldn't work if I called him that, would it?
No.
But what we need to do is, have you ever heard the term probiotics?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
If we could really flood her system with good, high-quality probiotics, usually these are refrigerated,
mm-hmm.
We could probably start to get the good bacteria to overcome the bad. And I think probably the last three or four cases that I've seen of women that had real severe, that's probably the main thing that I've just told myself, Roy, don't focus on anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just focus on probiotics. And that's probably the most successful I've been at transforming them. But you got to get the good microbes to weed out the bad, so that you don't have all this inflammation that manifests on the skin.
Well, my daughter is looking into this plexus stuff, and
you don't want that. You just don't.
No.
Well, okay. And the reason I say that, I'm not trying to be negative, but that's been hard. It's been hard for me to determine all the ingredients that's in that product called Plexus Slim. But one of the ingredients is essentially, it's just a form of speed. So naturally, a person's going to feel good when they consume that, but it's at the... Do you know what speed is?
Isn't that like LSD or something?
Well, let's just say it'll just get your body revved up a little bit. But I personally don't like it. I know that I am not going to be Mr. Popular by saying that, because there's probably plenty of people, that's how they make their living, by selling it, but... You know what? There's a lot of online retail. Have you ever heard of a very small website called Amazon.com?
Yes.
Just the richest man in the world owns it. But anyway.
Really?
No, I think it's a pretty big website. But I think they have forbidden sales of Plexus Slim because it's spiked with methamphetamines or speed. And it's kind of hard to get around that. Now, if I'm wrong about that, somebody show me an independent lab report.
Yeah,
shows me otherwise, but... The independent lab reports that I've been able to uncover and read show that it's spiked with speed, which, you know, that's like one of the oldest tricks in the book. If we're going to design a supplement, we need to, like, jack it up with a lot of caffeine or speed or something to make a person have a pop or feel different once they take it. So, but anyway, I don't know that I would do that. I think I'd just focus my energy and my money and my talents on good, very high-quality probiotics.
Okay.
And so, in a nutshell, if we could convince your daughter, I mean the granddaughter, mm-hmm. just to stick to a diet of meat and vegetables, we'd probably mm-hmm. start to see a significant change. Really, really would. And for all I know, maybe she just inherited some of these toxic germs from her dad. No offense.
Now, I've been taking the probiotics from Amazon myself, but I don't know, there's so many brands. And you know how they are. I don't know. I can't read the detail on there. Just to make sure that I know you can't say one brand over another. But they've been helping me a lot.
Good. Well, see, then you have a powerful testimony then.
Right.
But
I don't get that acne. I don't.
Well, I mean, but you would agree with me. Every human being, they have their own set of strengths, things they're good at. They don't have a mm-hmm. weakness in that area. Your weakness is not acne. But this is her weakness. And so mm-hmm. she's got tremendous inflammation brewing probably on her inner skin. That's the lining of her gut.
Right.
And that's manifesting as problems and infections and inflammation on the outer covering of her skin, which is, you know, supposed to be gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah. And she has such fair skin. She's beautiful, but that's just plagues.
What color is her hair?
Dark. It's a very dark brown.
What about her eye color?
It's not really I don't know what you would call it. Kind of a hazily, I guess, but not real much. Not much green. More blue. More brown.
She doesn't look weird like I do, since I have green eyes.
No.
Anyway, yeah. Yesterday at the office, let me tell you what happened. A lady walks in the door and she instantly says, "I do not trust you." I said, "Oh, great." She says, but anyway, within 30 seconds, she says, "Oh my goodness, your eyes are like awfully green. They're amazing." And I said, "Oh, so you're going to run me down and compliment me?" It was just kind of comical, but that's what the granddaughter needs right now.
Okay.
She needs a high vegetable diet with lots of fiber. She needs to avoid sugar like the plague. I would avoid grains if I wanted the acne to go away. And then just start flooding her with probiotics and give her quite a bit more than what the manufacturer's recommendations are. And just see if within about 2 or 3 weeks, if she's not really turning the tide for the better. And if she does get better, then you can say, I wonder what you're doing differently that's causing your skin to look so much better. And she's going to say, "Grandma, I'm taking probiotics just like you told me."
Okay. All right. Well, thank
All right.
you so
you're
much,
welcome.
Doctor.
Bye-bye. Yes, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, there's plenty of time for a phone call, 903-586-5257. See, they've already worked out. If you take a chick, it comes fresh from the egg, and you want it to grow and be able to harvest it, you know, to sell it in 8 weeks, you give them antibiotics. It causes them to grow so fast, it's unbelievable. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask a question about my feet. I've been having some problems with my feet.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's on the inside of the foot at the ankle going down.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a tendon there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's tendons right there.
That's, you know, they're real sore. It's hard to walk on them. And, you know, every morning they're real stiff. And so I was wondering what you would suggest that I do to help them. That there's, you
well,
know,
this is only a guess, but any time that your feet are extremely... Can you turn your radio off, please?
It's not on.
Oh. Well, I can hear reverberation nonstop.
Yes, sir. I'll turn the speakerphone off.
Okay, yeah, good deal. Well, that was it then. Thank you very much. Now I don't hear my voice three times.
Yes, sir.
Maybe you have a condition called plantar fasciitis, and that means you're minding your own business, dreaming about your husband. The alarm goes off, and you put your foot on the ground, and you go, great, this hurts. It's killing me. There's two or three things that I would think of. Number one, and I realize this is going to be a little bit unusual recommendation, but if it were me, if you could practice walking barefoot in the grass or in the sand there at the house,
yes, sir.
That will help correct that.
Okay.
The other thing that you can do that's very easy to do that doesn't really require a lot of attention is you could take a wool sock, or cover your foot with castor oil right before bedtime, and then cover the foot with a wool sock, and tell me if when you wake up in the morning if your feet feel all of a sudden much, much better.
Okay.
In countries where people don't wear high heels or shoes, they have no plantar fasciitis. When you walk barefoot in the grass, you're kind of forcing your foot to bend and flex and move in ways that it cannot do when shoes are on the feet. So sometimes stretching the Achilles tendon can help a lot. You could look up on YouTube or on the internet how to do that. That's very easy to do. But historically, anytime that there's pain in the feet, I usually ask a person if they're in front of me how much stress they're under, because there is an extremely high correlation to lots of mental and emotional stress and the feet hurting. But you probably don't have stress of any kind, do you?
Well, a little bit right now.
Is it because I'm creating stress for you? Is that it?
Oh, no, sir.
I'm not your main source of good. Well, you have to do the best you can. One thing that you can try is just taking extra amounts of vitamin C. That's very easy to do. And magnesium. I kind of have a running habit of taking magnesium and vitamin C before I go to bed at night, and I just am curious, do I sleep deeper and better? Is it a more relaxing sleep? Is my body repairing more? See, in a nutshell, most of the repairs that your body makes to anything that's damaged or needs healing, it takes place when you're in that deep delta wave sleep. That's why sleep is so important. Are you sleeping pretty well?
Yes, sir. I believe I do.
Now, did your chihuahua bite you on the foot? Is that the reason your ankle is sore?
No, sir. No dog.
You know, I'm convinced one time I left a video camera, you know, one of those secret ones, and I wanted to find out what the dogs were doing when I left, and I did not like it. They were going through all my top secret documents. They were trying to look at my checkbook to find out how much money I had in the account. I just don't trust dogs. But cats are totally trustworthy, right?
Yeah, about
fine. Anyway, but you could try those things. If you'll just take a leap of faith and do those two things, walk barefoot, it's going to be sore. But let's just see if tomorrow morning, if your foot feels better, if you got some hope. All right.
Thank
I hope
you
that
very
helps.
Much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for your call. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, the number here at the station is 903-586-5257. If you'd like to call, please do so. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi. First of all, I wanted to thank you so much because you are helping my mom who has stage 4 bone cancer. And I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, you're very, very kind.
Your help has really, you know, given her a lot of hope. But
now, are you sure she didn't tell you that I'm driving her too hard and too fast?
No.
She didn't tell you that I'm a mean, evil ogre demanding she do what I want?
No, not okay, at all. They good. Love you. But I was calling because I'm 28, and I am on metoprolol. And the past month or so, I have been feeling so terrible. Like, I'm exhausted all the time. And they said my B12 is low, my testosterone is low. And I was just wondering if there was anything that you could tell me to do, because they're pretty much saying there's nothing wrong with me.
Who's like, saying that, the doctor?
My doctor. And I'm thinking,
well, what does he think?
Normal.
Yeah, I know, but why is he saying you have high blood pressure? Well, I can tell you how to answer all this. There is one hormone that we have to pay attention to, because your fortunes are going to rise and fall based on this. So if your insulin levels go up higher than what they should be for your body, then your blood pressure is going to go up every single time. If you want your heart and arteries to be inflamed and stiff, insulin will do it really fast. If you want to cause testosterone levels to go low, insulin will do that every single time. If you want to have no energy, insulin will do. If you want to have your body, so here's a solution. Probably what I told your mother the other day was, I need to starve you to death. I really didn't mean it that way. I just mean I need you to eat less than what you feel comfortable eating, because, I mean, how much food will a raccoon eat if you give them a chance?
As much as they can fit in.
I probably shouldn't say this on the radio because it may offend some people, but years and years ago, we received as a gift a chocolate pie from somebody that loved us. And my kids decided it was unpalatable. So don't overthink that. And so what we did was we put it in the backyard just off the porch, and we watched a raccoon eat the entire pie in one sitting. And I thought to myself, goodness, the raccoon weighs what, 12 pounds, and he can eat the whole pie at one sitting? And then what was more, I won't say that. There might be a family member listening. But I just laughed and laughed and laughed over that deal. But anyway, here's what you want. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I went to the doctor a couple of years ago, and they put a heart monitor on me, and they told me I had a fast heart rate and I had PVCs. And that's why they put me on the metoprolol.
Well, here's the only way it's going to work. Some people are, just like I told the person earlier, people have weaknesses and they have strengths, right? And you're just a young babe at 28 years of age. And so if I asked you, do you feel really, really good on the inside, calm and relaxed and chilled out, energetic, you're going to say no. Because one of the things that happens, anytime your adrenaline levels go up, and that's a hormone that helps you deal with stress, so you don't have any stress in your life, do you?
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
No, no, not at all. No, no. I'm the only one that has stress. You're perfect. But when adrenaline goes up, your body's going to produce that in response to you being stressed. So it could be just as simple as thoughts that you're thinking. And believe me, I am not judging you. If anybody is very well acquainted with stress, oh, that would be me. I seem to be the master at thinking the wrong thoughts at times.
I know. I need to.
Well, we've got to control. That's the metric we have to control. If we can get insulin levels to come down, and so one of the ways that I have your mom doing this is just fasting for 18 hours a day. Now, I realize your circumstances may be different. I mean, for all I know, maybe you're nursing a baby. I don't know that. But if you were, you're probably thinking, you know what, can I really go 18 hours a day without food? What that just means is eating two meals a day. Because when you fast for 18 hours, that's got to be the most reproducible, accurate way to get insulin levels to go low. I can tell you right now, there's probably very sophisticated people listening to this program, far more sophisticated than I am, far more intelligent, and they're thinking, hey, there's this exotic supplement that lowers insulin. Well, not like fasting does. So if you just chose to eat two really good meals a day, and then the rest of the time not snack and not eat, your insulin levels will come down low. But at first, you're just going to not like it. You're going to feel horrible for 3 days. But it's okay. Worth it. You need to feel good, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
If I could convince you, if you can't do that, just eat low-starch meat and vegetables. So if you like salads, if you like broccoli, cauliflower, avocados, just eat vegetables and meat. If you avoid grains and sugar, and the temptation is, I have one child. He's probably not listening right now. He's probably busy working hard. But he has had this temptation for the last year and a half or 2 years that if he gets stressed, that he might drink an energy drink. Now, I have personally never consumed an energy drink, but do you know how many they sell at Walmart over the course of a day? About 2 million cans, probably. But that's just going to get him amped up. You just don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if your B12 levels are low, I've got to assume that there's something that you're eating that could do that. Now, I know just from my own personal research, I know I sound like a broken record now, if you are eating the grain called wheat, not the type of wheat that, you know, Abraham and Sarah, I read the story the other day about Elijah when he was very discouraged, he wanted to die, and an angel came and prepared a cake of bread for him, and they gave him a jar of water, and I've often thought to myself, oh, I bet that tasted really, really good. And that water probably wasn't tap water from the city of Jacksonville. It was probably really delicious water. Have you ever had water before that was just sweet?
Yeah.
Oh, this is fabulous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to get your insulin levels down. If you eat wheat, that can severely block absorption of B vitamins. It can, and you can just burn through. If you burn through those B vitamins, yeah, you're going to sleep at night, but you're not going to wake up refreshed. You're going to wake up and go, did I even sleep last night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you got to get your adrenal levels down. So fasting for 18 hours a day is one way of doing that. Exercise is another way. Do you like hugs and kisses?
Oh, yeah.
The more hugged and kissed on a level that you like, the more your pituitary releases oxytocin. Oxytocin is very powerful. It helps get rid of stress hormones. And that would actually help you feel better. So if you just try the experiment today, who do you prefer hugging you, your mother or your father?
Probably my two little babies.
That's now that's a good answer. See, I tried to trick you. I can't do it, can I? You're too smart for me. So, the other thing is, if you'll just get out in the sun today, I didn't say you had to burn your flesh, but we have to transform your body chemistry. One of the things I have your mom doing, it's probably more of a ketogenic type diet. And I'm not saying she has to be perfect or anybody else does. But if you have stage 4 bone cancer where it's spreading to different bones in the body, not good. And so I'm trying to do anything I can to totally, and I hate to say this word, sorry, but it's graphic. I'm trying to screw up anything that the cancer cells need to live. And so that's what she's given me permission to do. She said, Dr. Morgan, totally mess with the cancer cells, starve them to death for me. And I say, okay, this is how you're going to do it. And so if I could convince you to sunbathe and to get more hugs and kisses, whether you get them or you give them, maybe your kids will call me on the phone. What's the youngest one?
He's 2.
He'll probably call me this afternoon and say, Dr. Morgan, my mom is kissing me and hugging me way too much. Could you tell her
stop? Driving me crazy.
Driving me crazy. You know, I think about 2 million kisses by the middle afternoon is about the right amount. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Good. And so if you will start the process of exercising, you need more magnesium, you need more B vitamins, you might actually benefit from an herb called ashwagandha. That kind of helps down-regulate excess cortisol and stress hormones like adrenaline. So we just need to have a shift. Because you're just a young, beautiful babe at 28. Are you tall like your mother?
I'm not quite as tall as her. I'm 5'7".
Well, you're above average.
Yeah, 5'7" is just a girl, but
well,
she's pretty tall.
Isn't that about the height they like a runway model to be, about 5'7"?
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I'm no runway model.
Well, I wasn't suggesting that, but you're tall. You're taller than average.
Yeah.
Now, your father, he could probably be a runway model, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay, good. I'm glad we agree.
Okay, so you think I should maybe team up with my mom here? And
yes.
Be
I think you should follow
her lead.
Supportive
of each other. Okay.
I mean, do you know how much weight your mother has lost in the last month?
Yes, and my dad. Both of them have lost a lot.
There we go again. You're talking about your father again, the runway model. No, but he told me that he had dropped 10 pounds just sort of kind of going along with it. He told me, he said, listen, I haven't done this perfectly, but you know what? I have a high value for people that are trying. I don't demand perfection from anybody, even I probably should for myself. But she dropped 15 pounds, and she said it wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to do also? I've been trying to cook her in a sauna.
Yeah, I need to start getting in the sauna with her, too. I have a couple of times, but I need to more regularly.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you seen any measurable benefit to getting in the sauna?
Oh, yeah. She was, like, so stiff and could barely move. And then she got in the sauna. That was the first day she got in the sauna, and she was like, oh, my gosh. Like, why have I not been doing this before?
Yeah, it was night and day, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See, I gave her two options. I said, you have two options. Either we could go off deep into the forest where the witch lives that has a house made of candy and you can get in her oven like Hansel and Gretel. I'm just joking about that. Sorry. So either a push your mom into an oven or a sauna. But I have been... That's one of the things that I have a high value for. If you can just... If you start pouring sweat off your body, out of your pores... Well, don't you think that maybe toxins are leaving your body, toxins that interfere with normal function?
Mm-hmm.
So you just get in that sauna with your mama. And we're going to cook both of you.
Sounds good.
You know what your dad told me? He said what? If he saw you going toward the sauna, he was probably going to padlock the outer door that lets you escape for an hour and just force you against your will. So if you see your dad with a padlock, just don't go in the sauna then, okay? Okay. Well, try these things. But if you will devote yourself to eating real food that God has made, you will see an immediate difference. If you will get in the sauna with your mom, hopefully you'll feel better within a few days, and that'll be very encouraging to you. But please take water or fluid. Let's just wash you clean, kiddo. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for your phone call, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And you can do it. You know, the only thing that you've got to believe right now, it is possible, even if a physician tells you nothing's wrong, but your testosterone's low and your B12's non-existent and you're on blood pressure medication, well, maybe we should reconsider that. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I have a question. It's not nearly as serious as the last caller's, but ever since March, my fingernails have been splitting, and my toenails are growing, and they're fine, but my fingernails are splitting.
Is there any chance your toenails are a little bit thicker than what they should be?
No, my toenails are just perfectly normal. They're fine.
You may not
help the growing.
No. I saw a woman yesterday that was 72, and it really struck me. When I saw her toenails, I thought to myself, oh, my word, these are gorgeous. I mean, it's probably the best toenails I've seen on a 72-year-old woman. They were just fabulous. And the reason why I ask you that is because anything that disrupts the delivery of oxygen to the toenails, they start to look pretty bad pretty quick. So that's good. That's good about you. I like that. But you're not 72, are you?
No, I'm about to turn 65. But...
Oh, ma'am, I refuse to believe that. I'm very good at voices, and I really think you're closer to 32.
The only thing I can relate to this coincidence of this happened at the same time was when we were driving down the highway in our large van, and a telephone pole was pulled down on our van, and...
What?
That is shocking. Yes, I know. The insurance company asked several times, what, again, Yes, it caught the telephone wires, and a large oil storage tank caught the telephone wires. And it, my husband goes, "Oh, blanket!" I see the telephone pole flying by his window. It smashed the front of the 3/4-ton van, but it may have saved somebody else's life because it hit us. I mean, like my neighbor who drives the little mini Volkswagen Bug. You know, I mean, yeah. It would have just killed her immediately, probably. So.
Yeah, I think telephone poles, they look for lime green VW bugs to fall on, don't they?
It would have come right to her windshield, probably.
Oh, my word.
But, I mean, finally, without power steering, my husband was still able to get off the highway. This was in March, and I went up and down the highway, walked up and down the highway taking pictures of the poles that were snapped off in the middle and set right back down. And 3 days later, I came down with flu. Did not take an antibiotic, used the Silver Shield, got over that fine, but my fingernails just started snapping off like those telephone poles were snapped off.
Did you have any, but you're talking about splitting down the middle, right?
No, well, they're splitting.
Or splitting. Okay, but you're talking about the layers are separating, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's a whole different ball of wax. Well, let me give you two or three ideas, but I have to ask you a couple questions in the time that we have left. We've got about 4 minutes left, 3 minutes left. Do you have any trouble? Does your attention go anywhere toward your digestive tract as being weak? Any digestive problems?
No. Okay. No.
Are you prone to constipation?
No.
Is your hair dry?
Not really. Only after I color it. Yes, I do color it.
You said you're 31, so that's usually the typical age most women start coloring their hair, right? I'm joking.
Well, I didn't know early, but anyway, it's really strong. It doesn't split.
Have you ever been prone to being anemic?
Yes.
Are you anemic right now?
I don't think so. I eat a lot of greens that I grow in my garden.
Well, the two or three things that I can just tell you in the time that we have remaining, if you look at your nails closely, normally you're going to have what's called a luna or a moon, and it's going to be kind of whitish near the base of your finger or where the cuticle is.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually represents the amount of oxygen a person has, and you want to see just really bright, radiant luna, so that's a good sign. Then the nail itself is supposed to be pretty pink, you know, reflecting blood flow and stuff like that. If you see any white spotting, sometimes it's called stippling, or white bands in the fingernails, that,
mm-hmm.
And it's not universal, but for some people, all that represents is they're just not getting enough zinc. And so if I could kind of build a case that almost all the growth enzymes and hormones that keep your nails in good repair, almost all of them require zinc.
I take zinc.
How dare you beat me to the punch?
I know it. Especially if I feel like I'm getting a little sinus problem, I'll bite off a little bit of a zinc elderberry lozenge, whether I'm in church or
The other thing that we might look at, and you're probably going to say I already do that, but if you take essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids, you'll see those nail beds split. But I would say 99% of the time, I am finding that the weakness is in the digestive tract. And I can describe where Riedler's reflex is found on the upper left rib cage. There's a little divot, and usually when that's very tender, upon me pressing into it, I tend to think that we have probably less than adequate digestive strength. And so you've got a bunch of simple experiments is number one. You could take digestive enzymes and see if that corrects that, because
I do it occasionally, but I'll take some more.
Is just one stressful event to kind of push your body over the edge sometimes.
Well, it did it. It did it in March.
Well, let me ask one more question. Did you happen to see a family of Sasquatch running away from the scene? Did they push those poles over?
No.
Probably
way.
Not. Well, anyway, thank you very much for your phone call. I appreciate it very, very much.
Well, I'll take your suggestions and try
All right.
those.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.